Welcome to Breadbox Media's News Out of the Box for Friday, April 21st, 2017. I'm Joe Lerza. New Census Bureau data out yesterday says that the number one living arrangement of Americans in the 18 to 34 age bracket is to reside without a spouse in their parents' home. What's more, says the study, almost 9 in 10 young people who were living in their parents' home a year ago are still living there today, making it the most stable living arrangement. That's where you can now find 22.9 million 18 to 34-year-olds compared to the 19.9 million who are married and live with a spouse. In 1975, 31.9 million Americans in the 18 to 34 age bracket were married and lived with their spouse. Back then, this was the most common living arrangement for that age bracket. Also, in 1975, 14.7 million in the 18 to 34 age bracket lived in their parents' home, 6.1 million lived in an other arrangement, including with siblings, grandparents, other relatives, or unrelated roommates. 3.1 million lived alone, and 0.7 million cohabitated with an unmarried partner. Being that yesterday was National Weed Day, you can look that up for yourself. I thought it would be interesting to research the number of people who have died of a marijuana overdose. Here's that exhaustive list. None. No one has died from an overdose of weed. In fact, scientists say that this is virtually humanly impossible. This is by no means an endorsement of pot smoking, nor is it meant to demean the horrific number of people dying from heroin and opioid overdoses. It's merely a report of the truth. Staff Sergeant Jose Luis Sanchez, a retired Marine, lost part of his left leg when he stepped on an IED during a tour in Afghanistan in 2011. He says the incident caused him to be antisocial and depressed. But not long after his return to the United States, he received an American flag, signed by people in all places where Sanchez toured. The flag had messages of support and finally led him to reconnect with society. Not only did he reconnect, but he completed the Boston Marathon. Thousands gathered to watch him cross the finish line after a grueling 5 hours, 21 minutes, and 56 seconds. And he ran the entire 26.2 miles carrying that massive flag. As he was running, he told WBZ, "I received this package of flag that was wrapped up and had a bunch of notes in it, but I never wanted to read it. I never wanted to acknowledge it. Then 5 years later, I opened it up and I read the stories and the inspiration which they wrote for me to get well, to get better. Instead of putting it away, I wanted to fly the flag again in their honor for everyone's sacrifices, and it wasn't for me, it's for everyone that's here fighting day in and day out," he said. "So I've learned that throughout being angry, frustrated with all that PTSD, I'm channeling it into something positive to give back whatever I've taken away from the community." Now that marijuana is legal in several states, a new business has popped up to deliver munchies and other products to stoners who need snacks. GoPuff was started by Yakir Gola and Rafael Islaev at Drexel University when they were both 21 years old, and has now grown into a service available in 17 different markets throughout the country, from New York City to Washington, D.C. to Austin, Texas to Columbus, Ohio to Syracuse, New York. "We deliver 3,000 items in 30 minutes or less," says Jake Levin, GoPuff's director of marketing. "Our goal is to be in every major city, every major college town in the next year or two." That's your Breadbox Media News Out of the Box. I'm Joe Lerza, reminding you to always think out of the box.